the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start right off with a presentation. Mr. Montville is here to give us a presentation on the School District Comprehensive School Counseling Program.
And this is going to be concise because we have something more important at this stage to be able to watch in about 10 minutes. So.
Okay. Ah. Oh, you're successful.
Cool. So,
okay.
It's going to be super quick. Plus, this is actually something that submitted to Mr. B on the board about a month ago. We have to, as school counselors in our districts, we have to create a school counseling comprehensive plan. And we've been working on this for about a year, and actually a lot longer than that before this point. So the quick slides are going to be about 5 slides. We're going to go through the basics. If you have questions, you can ask me. My goal is to be done in 4 minutes and 3 seconds from now. But these are some of the main points, is that it's just as I talked about the last time I was here, so if you remember your footnotes from then, it's really about trying to streamline our education program with school counseling, and that includes school psychologists, school counselors, social workers, etc. And the key part is that we meet the standards that are being pushed out with Part 100s, as well as match what's needed with ESSA. Essentially, that little diagram to the right is going to show you what the difference between what we've done before across New York State and what is being proposed. This is what has to go into effect starting next year. We are a little bit ahead of schedule. Currently, there's only 4 schools in our region that actually have a plan in place. Most actually was called twice by graduate students this past month asking if we could share ours. I said no, because it's not right for them. But the feedback was that they still were struggling to find other schools in the area that actually have them ready to implement on July 1st when we did that. Key part is those 5 points. And the one thing that I'll talk about, hopefully you can email this summer to look for something from the board, is part of the advisory. The advisory is what helps it evolve down the road, make sure that we're meeting the needs of the students K-12, not just in the high school, as well as in the community itself, because it's a bigger scope than just the school. Inside this, I'm not going to read all these bullet points for you, but you can get a copy of these notes. I'm sure Ms. Manning can forward this to each and every one of you if she already didn't. But the key part is that we're going to be constantly changing. It's an ever-growing document. This is live document, including a couple errors that I saw today, typos. So I'll make sure you have the updated copy before we post it live on July 1st. The key part is it is a living document like anything else. Community members, teachers, staff members, board members, please, anybody that's willing to be part of that advisory council, when I send out a survey this summer, please feel free to join us because everybody's perspective is helping to make sure that we reach the needs of our students. Again, once it's all finally completed, you guys can review as a board and hopefully ratify at least the adaptation that we have right now so that we can pop it out and everything can be edited for July 1st so that we can publish it on our school website and meet our mandate ahead of everybody else. 21 minutes, right?
I'm shocked, Mr. Mom.
Very nice.
So the key part is homework. So y'all have homework in the packet. Mr. D can share out if he hasn't already. If you have questions with our program, please feel free to email me directly.
It's important just to point out that Mr. Montville did a great deal of work on this plan. He worked with his counterpart, our psychologist, social workers, as well. This draft they're hoping one to approve this evening written. As he said, one of the most important components of this plan that's been put together is that it's an ever-evolving document, looking at the needs of our student body. So as we continue to move forward, it will continue to evolve, and we're very, very fortunate that we've got Mr. Montville here to take the lead on this project.
Yeah, just one kind of question or concern. Nobody's got a better guidance officer than the entire BOCES area than you do with you. And you bust your butt and do more stuff than 3 people would do. This document is phenomenally comprehensive, but there's a lot of stuff. You're mandated to do a lot of it. My only only concern is, I mean, for us to actually have the resources to take care and do this much stuff, even in a small school, there's a lot of stuff there. They wake up in the morning and just kind of take care of what the crisis is of the day, so to speak.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, they spend a lot of time doing triage,
right.
Sure. But, you know, where we're at is we've now, tonight, we'll hopefully be approving our second social worker. So we'll have two brand new social workers within the district over the past 3 years, in addition to our guidance staff and two full-time psychologists. They're all part of the mental health team here at Whitehall. So given the number of staff that we are hopefully going to have appointed effective tonight, certainly we're in better shape than most in the region. Absolutely, Mike, we could always use more mental health staff. But you know, we've got to add them incrementally to make sure it's something we can continue to support, but it's something that, you know, Topher advocates for regularly, and certainly I'm extremely supportive of. So.
I mean, there's some prioritization in here, so you wake up and you know what the most important thing is.
And that's part of that piece, and that's inside this document. It does outline that in case parents, community members, Board of Education, anybody wants to dig in there, it tells you the different levels and who's working on it. There's actually a chart in there that breaks it down. So instead of just one person or two people working on something, it's about collaboration with the teachers, collaboration with the community members, outreach with other organizations and stuff like this. It makes it so that we can streamline and work together. So it's not one or two people having to carry it alone.
So you're going to yell uncle if you get overwhelmed?
Yes. So. But it's definitely, I appreciate that spotlight. Like Mr. V said, there's a lot. When this first started, we just had the two school counselors, two psychologists. That's it. And that was phase one. So this is really helpful, and there's a lot of great people down at the elementary to go and help out with this stuff. And they do it all the time right now. So it's just really available to there. Kudos to them for the volunteer for this house.
Thank you.
Thanks, Topher.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. So much.
Thank everybody. I don't know if everybody got the word. Last Tuesday, June 11th, we had a phenomenally successful fundraising event at the Elks for John Ribbett. We raised actually $7,500. First time we actually ran out of spaghetti and meatballs. So, I mean, that's a big kudos to the community, but there was a lot of support from the district, people at the school and stuff. Coincidentally, he had a major surgery that same day, and I'm sure everybody knows what the reports are on that. He's certainly not out of the woods yet. I mean, he's healing up well. I think there's a second scheduled surgery. So just kudos to everybody who stepped up to the plate in a major way in a small community that, you know, has limited resources and did what they did. And then just mark your calendars, because on the 13th of July, and I bring it up now because next time we come together would be, I think, the 15th of July, there's a golf tournament. And last year we started off with a golf tournament for Tommy Sinclair, if you remember. It was kind of an organ donor thing, and that's kind of morphed into what will be an annual event for organ donor awareness. And that group is kind of paired, and I think they'll probably stay paired for future tournaments, with Kelly's Angels. You guys probably know Mark Mahalan. Mark Mahalan's wife Kelly, who was a cancer casualty. So those two organizations in a good way have come together, and I think what they're going to probably try to do is designate the best cause that they can find each year. This year that cause is going to be John Ribbett and Tyler Mashaw, in terms of the two brain issues they're going through. So we're looking for things like poll sponsorships, support from businesses, people, make sure we fill up all the teams. So just kind of mark the 13th of July on your calendar. I'm sure we'll all come together like we always do and do some great things for two of our students. So, thank you very much. No, it's going to be the Skene Valley Country Club.
Okay.
So we're going to work through those two organizations. Thank you.
Anyone else have anything? Congratulations to the baseball team. In order. And the softball team had a very impressive year again this year. So, very exciting. But one or two athletes that went to the state meet for track and field.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
All right. Several congratulations on top of those that have already been shared. We've got 45 students that are going to be graduating coming up here in a week. So a big congratulations goes out to the students, their parents, and certainly to the faculty and staff here at Whitehall that have helped them get to the point where they are and able to cross the stage. As Frank just mentioned, we did have a series of students participate in several academic or athletic activities over the past month. Zoe Eggleston went off to states in the pentathlon and came in fourth in the state of New York. So, outstanding job by Zoe. Olivia Gomes is a pole vaulter here in Whitehall and made it to the state qualifiers. So, big congratulations goes out to her. Our softball team, our girls, were the Section 2 runners up with a 15-1 record. That was a heartbreaker of a game, but they played their hearts out. Very, very proud of their performance. Certainly our boys baseball team, they had it together all season. They were just a pleasure to watch, good group of kids, and genuinely a better group of kids couldn't have won that that state championship. So big congratulations goes out to our boys. Thanks to Mr. Montville for presenting this evening and taking care of the guidance program for us. Need to make mention, last Thursday we had the opportunity to go to the Elks for our senior class dinner, and that was just spectacular. As always, the Elks do a fantastic job, and we greatly appreciate their willingness to continue to do things for our students. Go Gray basket raffle for students and community members with brain issues was a wonderful event, and at our junior awards, which was held last week, we gave away how much?
We gave away scholarships that if students go to those schools and take them annually, they're worth $106,000 combined.
So a lot happened in a short period of time. So congratulations to the community of Whitehall.
And seniors had a great senior trip. They left Saturday morning early, got back last night about 10. Didn't have any issues and enjoyed the zoo and a few got sunburnt, but had a great time, and I keep on hearing stories about how great the hotel was, so that's a good thing.
Wonderful. Down to board and staff reports. Want to speak to those, Mr. D?
Sure. We've got treasurer's report. Jody, is there anything you'd like to add?
Just that there's 2 months included, April and May, because the prior meeting was too early to have the April reports.
With that said, I would recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report, bank recs, bills for payment, budget status report, general fund, school lunch fund, special aid fund, capital project fund, the revenue status report, including the general fund, school lunch fund, special aid project, capital project fund, as well as the budget transfers and extracurricular reports that you received in your packets.
Okay. We have a motion to approve. So moved. Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Board action, but the certified voting results.
Each year, the Board of Education is compelled to certify the results of the election, which was held back on May 21st. I would recommend the board take action to certify and approve those results.
Do we have a motion to certify the results?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton. Second by Mr. Lushfeld. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would also recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes of May 13, 2019.
We have a motion for that approval.
So moved.
Yeah, moved by Mr. Dudley, second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. CSC minutes.
I would recommend the board take action to approve a lengthy series of minutes that Mr. Barber just spent the past hour signing from multiple meetings during the month of March, April, and May of 2018.
Do you have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Comprehensive school counseling program.
Again, big thanks goes out to Mr. Montville for his hard work on this. You've been able to have this in your hands for a period of time to review. Certainly, if you have any additional questions, Mr. Montville and I are both available to answer those for you. But certainly, given all the hard work that's been done, I would strongly recommend the board take action to approve the comprehensive school counseling program.
Do we have a motion to approve that program?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Authorization to pay bills.
We should probably pay our bills. That said, I would recommend the board take action to pay them.
Do I have a motion to approve the payment of the bills?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Loschenfeld.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Pay the bills. Meeting policy.
Yes, as part of some of the new regulations that are coming forth from the state and feds, there has been requirements to put into place a series of verbiage that has come from the state and feds in regard to the food that we provide at different meetings and whatnot, giving healthy alternatives at meetings. That said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the recommendations that have made by Deb and her wellness committee.
Cookies on the right, Frank, are healthier than the cookies on the left. If that's what you're wondering.
It's not approved yet. So I got to the comments. Next month you can carry.
Next policy. Do we have a motion to approve the new policy?
They don't taste healthy.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. I'm not sure if I'm going to support this.
Yeah, I don't know.
No more Twinkies. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Unaffiliated contracts.
We had the opportunity last month to review the terms and conditions of the unaffiliated contracts. With that said, I would recommend the board take action to approve the folks with the unaffiliated contracts here within the district for the 1920 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve those contracts?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Audit recommendation implementation plan.
We've discussed our audit for the past couple of months, and we were given a series of recommendations that the district has put into place and has also codified to ensure that we're providing the necessary training to ensure that the problems that occurred with some of our Medicaid billing in the past do not occur again. We have put together that plan. It's prepared and ready to go off to the offices that we're required to send it to. With that said, I'd recommend the board take action to approve that plan.
Do we have a motion to approve the plan?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Oh, no, I think Mrs. Arquette beat you. Silent point.
Oh.
Second by Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion?
I just want to say thank you to Mrs. Birch and Mrs. Hazelton for their work on that. It was a laborious process to put together the verbiage necessary to get that report put together, but they did an excellent job.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Maybe that will be done before the new class. Real charge.
We just discussed this in audit and finance. Part of the language that came from the state budget this year in reference to meal shaming indicates that students that are reduced lunch now will have that 25 cents that they would be required to pay waived moving forward. So it's just language that's coming from the state. So.
The Valley Cats home opener is about a half hour away. We'll hear from the Cats coming up as they get ready for a 7 o'clock first pitch. That's next on Big Board Sports.
DVR. Rewind. DVR.
Not an interview.
We don't have DVR,
so we'll pick that up.
In 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
2 minutes?
Commercials are only 3 minutes, right?
All right. I'll try. So I would recommend the board take action to approve the meal charge and prohibition against meal shaming policy.
I have a motion to approve the policy.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters. Seconded by Mrs. Marquette. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Senior dinner outing.
We are looking for approval from the Board of Education to allow our seniors on the 26th to go off to Lumberjack Pass and play a little mini golf and have dinner at the Boathouse Restaurant. Great event for our group of seniors.
We have a motion to approve that outing. So moved. By Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley.
You better.
When's graduation?
28th. 7 o'clock.
Transportation is provided by the district?
Yes.
Okay.
They have to use district transportation?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
The cost per student is less than $5 per senior that goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coming out of their own kid, you didn't pay more.
Can the board go?
You can see Mrs. Hogan about it, possibly.
Is there any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Yes.
You want to hold off? Let's hold off.
Yeah,
let's
hold off
and see if
we're
right. Thanks for your note, by the way.
You're welcome.
Hey, Frank. Make sure graduation, you don't have an axe out there for this time.
What's that?
So we get started on time?
She's good. That's the last year I know.
Hey, come early.
I ran home last year before graduation, and then between the time I got home and the time I went back, I got stuck in a traffic accident. Not the road was closed. I got here, but it was
just enough to tease you.
Is weight loss surgery right for you? Come to our free informational seminar on June 25th in Clifton Park.
Do your research for the seminar. It is a life changer.
Good evening, everyone. A night after getting the home opener rained out, we'll get to the state champs in a second. The Valley Cats will take the field at Joe Bruno Stadium tonight for the first time this season. Cats start in 2019 with back-to-back losses at Vermont, but Tri-City has since activated the Astros' first-round pick catcher, Corey Lee, from Cal. There's a special fan in attendance tonight for manager Ozzie Guillen's debut in Troy. His father, Ozzie Guillen, who played 16 seasons in the majors. The Valley Cats are hosting the Staten Island Yankees' first pitch at 7 o'clock. We are joined in studio tonight by two state championship baseball teams, Boston Spa, to my immediate left, and Whitehall as well. Class A, Class D champs, both getting it done over the weekend. And first, let me talk to the Boston Spa manager here, Curtis Nobles. Curtis, what was it like? This is the first one in program history.
No doubt. It was one of the greatest experiences of our kids' lives. It was great to bring to the school, the environment. Great for our town, and definitely it's exciting. It's been a roller coaster the last few days. Been excitement, been sadness, because it's the last time I have with these guys, but for the most part, it's been a lot.
It was the first sectional title since 1973. 10 runs was not enough for you guys on Saturday. This Coleman Hinman drives in Chance Checa in the fifth to make it 11-2. Then Andrew O'Connor scores on the Christian McCarthy infield single. They get the single on that. Big score by the, okay, we'll take it. And then Luke Goldie, you get 13 runs here. But Luke, tell me about this play, diving stuff up the middle of the flip.
Yeah, it was huge. They had some momentum going. They were kind of rallying, getting a couple of hits and a couple of guys on base. So to shut that down, get that force was huge.
You hit two home runs in the semifinal game. You flashed some of the weather there. And then the final out, Nate Reed on and Reweave to get the check swing to end it. Boston Spot wins 13-6. Luke, from a player's perspective, what did this mean to be the first team to win a state championship in program history?
It was amazing. We just had everybody behind us from the town. You know, so many people making these road games in the playoff feel like home games. And just, you know, all these guys coming together to do some history for us is awesome.
I'm going to sort through some of the bodies here. I'm going to get to Whitehall's manager, Keith Redmond, who's in the back here, center of your screen. Keith, state championship for Whitehall. The first since 1984. What was it like to hoist the flag?
That was a incredible experience just to be with these guys, to have it with these guys. They're a great group of kids. The determination and hard work each day paid off for them. So it was a pleasure.
And your play is rocked into that Class D. Tony, already a big 8-1. Austin Barneo stays hot. He was 11 for 12 in the state tournament, 4 for 4 on Saturday, 6 RBIs. And you guys scored 4 runs in the 5th inning. Barneo scores here on the Ethan Patch grounder after a low throw. The mercy rule is hanging out there, guys. And here comes Thomas Fish to end it with a strikeout. 12-1 in 5 innings. Austin, tell me about your state tournament here. 11 for 12.
That was so
4 for 4 in that game. Was 6
that was the best.
That was the best.
Austin, raise your hand, buddy. There you are. What was that like, man, to stay hot with the bat?
It was awesome. It was even better to know that it gave us such an advantage. I had me be hot at that time. And Jake getting on a lot, and then behind me, when I got on, you know, Ethan or Thomas or David, anybody was going to knock me home.
You guys know nothing about 1984. Unfortunately, some of us standing up here do. First time since 1984. The first time ever for Boston Spa. Congratulations, guys. This was fun. Thanks for coming all the way in here.
Thank you.
Boston Spa and Whitehall, your baseball state champs in New York. Big Board Radio, by the way. Back to you. These guys are good.
Adam and Mike, thanks for pulling that off for us tonight.
That's great.
Yeah, so since the beginning of sectionals, 57 to 5.
That's pretty good. That's awesome.
57 to 5, and you get four of them in the sectional final. Huh?
Yeah. I know, we should have a little mini playoff.
A little quiet game. Nobody has to.
Wiffle ball.
Cricket.
A little wiffle ball, cricket.
Let's go old fashioned dodgeball.
Dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
All right, we're up to resignation. So we have, looks like we have three in total. Is anyone opposed to us approving or taking action on those together?
All right, first, it's certainly with a heavy heart that I recommend to the board to take action to accept Jody Birch's resignation. Jody has been an absolute pleasure to work with. Some days a little more than others, but I've absolutely loved working with Jody. She is exceptionally knowledgeable. She cares about the school district, the kids, the students, and hands down, we are fortunate to have had her for as long as we have. That ride from Mechanicville each and every day, I know, was tiring. You know, I think I can speak for all of us when I say we wish you lived closer and this wasn't a problem. Congratulations on your new job in Mechanicville, a minute and a half from your home. But we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you a lot. So with a great deal of regret, I make that recommendation to the board. I'd also recommend the termination of Mr. Gerald Burnell from the position of teacher aide, bus aide, and the resignation of Brandy Bard from the position of substitute teacher, bus aide, effective 2019.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mr. Swatters. Any discussion?
You sure you want to change your mind? One last time?
It's very bittersweet. I certainly enjoyed my time here at Whitehall, and if I say any more, I'm going to start crying.
So yeah.
I hate to see you go.
That's
it. Right, just other than that, just a round of applause.
Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor of approving those actions?
Reluctantly, aye.
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 Opposed?
No. I didn't mean to say
okay.
That.
Resignations approved. Appointments. Wow.
We have a call.
How do you want to break these out?
carefully.
Just go for it.
Glad that the
you've got some.
Yeah, superintendent has the reheat now.
All right. Start off with a recommendation to appoint to a 26-week probationary appointment through civil service, Mrs. Kate Dubois, to the position of school business manager. We believe she'll be starting with us full-time on or about August 1st. She'll be compensated per the terms and conditions of the unaffiliated contract. All clearances have been obtained. I have had the great pleasure of working with Kate for 6 years, where she was my business manager in Lake George, and it does my heart good to know that I have stolen her from Lake George. So I would certainly like to recommend the board take action to approve Mrs. Dubois to the business manager position. I'm also recommending the appointment of Carrie Traver to a position of elementary special education teacher beginning in September. She holds all appropriate certifications and licenses necessary. I'd also like to recommend to appoint Mrs. Patricia Brial to the position of high school special ed teacher. She'll be again beginning in September, and we look forward to having her join us as well. After a long, hard, and exhaustive search, we have found Mrs. Rose Cobor to fill our position on a one-year term appointment to library media specialist. She has her master's degree in curriculum development and instructional technology. While not a certified librarian, we continue to be unable to find a certified librarian. However, her skill set is such that we are confident that she'll be able to run our library in an effective manner for that one-year term appointment. I'd also like to recommend Ms. Haley Cool, who's actually here this evening, to the position of elementary teacher in the tenure track elementary ed. She has filled in for us in numerous positions throughout the past year. We look forward to having her join us. So if I could have Haley just give us a wave, that'd be great. Everybody knows who Haley is. I'd also recommend Evie Gordon to the position of teacher aide bus aide for the 2019-2020 school year. Actually, she's starting June 18th.
Permanent.
We're also looking to appoint the permanent appointment of Shayla Beccari into the position of teacher aide bus aide and the 26-week probationary appointment of Jody Eddy to the position of assistant cook. Again, all clearances have been obtained. The last appointment here is for Mrs. Jody Eddy also when she is not working in the cafeteria to be able to serve as a substitute cleaner.
Take action on those. We have a motion to approve those appointments.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Didn't hear everybody. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Congratulations. Haley, this is the time we usually reserve for our newly appointed educators to stand up and give us about a 5-minute speech.
All right, 2.5.
Right.
Okay.
All right, this is being recorded too, so we'll play it back and make sure you make 5 minutes.
I'd like to recommend to the Board of Education to take action on the appointment of our high school department chairs for 19-20, Robin Melton, Social Studies, Karen Short, English, Elizabeth Ling, Specials, and John Mead, Science.
And one more.
NCF, and next on the next page, Sarah Haley, Math. Would you like me to go through each of these extracurricular appointments by name, or would you like to simply say as a group? We do have a series of individuals who are interested in helping us out with extracurricular appointments for the 2019-2020 school year. I would recommend the board take action to approve this list of names. I'd also like to recommend the board take action to continue with Mr. Keith Redman as our athletic director for the 19-20 school year.
Let's stop there.
Sure.
Take action on those. You have a motion to approve those appointments. Mr. Lashkow, seconded by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Continue, sir.
Would you like me to do the same?
2023 is an
effort. Yeah. Would you like me to do the same with coaching?
That's fine with me, yeah.
All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the list of coaches for the 19-20 school year as outlined in your packet. And also, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the list of names for individuals that will be participating as counselors in the Whitehall YMCA combined summer program.
Take action on those?
Yep.
Okay. We have a motion to approve those appointments. Coming year.
So moved.
By Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
So
I'm conflicted on the next section, so if we can do that one,
yep.
Maybe by itself.
Absolutely.
That would be great.
One of the things that I am most pleased about since I've joined Whitehall is the number of teachers that we now have participating in summer professional development and curriculum writing. Our teachers are stepping up to the plate. They are refreshing curriculum. They're involved in next-gen standards. They are involved in focus on science, on mathematics, and on writing, where we know we have needs based on some internal evaluations that we've done. So with that said, I'm exceptionally pleased to have the number of staff that are participating in summer PD. Now, you're looking at all of these different opportunities for professional development, and I'm very pleased to say that we're able to fund these with our title grants. So we've got a great deal of work happening that's going to benefit students now and into the future, as well as help our teachers hone their craft in the classroom. So the first group that I'd like to recommend the board take action on is our next-gen science standards.
Okay. You want to read all the names?
Do you want me to read all the names? Or
no? I don't.
Okay. So we've got a long list. So, so I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve that list of folks that are doing science standards.
Do we have a motion to approve that PD?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Archer. I heard it. And that's my bad ear, too.
Quiet.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I'll abstain on that one, please.
We also have work being done in languages other than English. Our school-to-work program, which is there to support our students with special education needs. Next-generation science standards. A new course for the English program in crime and mystery. And a group, a large group of teachers on two separate days that are going to be working on the writing process in the district. We also have a group of teachers participating in the pupil services team and PBIS program at the elementary school, Wilson Foundations training. Want me to stop there?
Yes.
Stop there, yep.
So through to Wilson Foundation training.
Yep.
Do I have a motion to approve those? That training days.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Can't hear anybody down there. Second by Mr. Lutz. Oh. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I will just do this
just
one.
The one section,
So yes. I'd like to recommend that the board take action to approve the Science Institute Collaborative. Again, more work cross-curricularly with New York State Science Standards.
We have a motion to approve that training.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Is there any discussion? What's with CAFE program?
That's the...
there's a meal.
Is it going to be a healthy meal?
Yeah, it's a healthy meal.
Okay.
It's a collaborative between the New York State Science Teachers Foundation. CAFE is it's a collaborative program. For some reason, that's the name that they came up with on that, Michael. So we're not like doing any special feeding or anything. Although we may have that with carrots and hummus.
Well,
it's a possibility.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained.
I'd also like to recommend a large group of individuals to in summer math curriculum writing, and that's sort of directly related to our math evaluation that we undertook throughout the course of the school year.
So you're going through
Math and MathWorks.
Okay. Math and MathWorks. Do we have a motion to approve those programs?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters. Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Last appointment would be for Mr. Mick Durway to serve as our clerk of the works for the upcoming capital project. The fees that are outlined on your paper.
Okay. We have a motion to approve that appointment.
So moved
by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Summer days.
Each year we have a series of individuals that work in the district that we do need to offer some additional summer days to get some of the tasks that they are responsible for completed and ready for the following school year. We'd like to offer our guidance counselors, psychologists, social worker, food service director, and our railroader camp supervisor all the opportunity to work on the number of days that are outlined in your board packet.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the summer days.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Poll time resolution.
We're looking to set the resolution for our poll time for the 19-20 school budget vote and board member election, and we are looking to set those times from noon until 8 p.m.
Okay. Motion to set the times as indicated. Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Reorganizational meeting.
Lastly, we are looking to set the reorg meeting for the 19-20 school year for Monday, July 15th at 5:30 p.m. here in the Junior Senior High LGI.
That's just for information. We already discussed that before, yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you for keeping us in line there.
Absolutely.
We are down, believe it or not, already to visitor comments. If anyone has anything they'd like to raise on our agenda items tonight, Mrs. Hollister.
Yes. On behalf of the Go Gray Inmate Committee, we would like to thank you all for approving the building use and all the work that went into that. The basket party raised $8,866.51. The money has been divided or checks written. Amy has gotten hers, but Carrie is working on it. We can't seem to catch up with Jenny, so she's either at Rutland by 6 o'clock and then on the way to Albany. So it's in a safe place, and we'll get it to her as soon as we can. Also, the CSCA would like to thank Jody Birch for her many years of continued fairness right across the board, no matter who went in to see her, what kind of complaints and or compliments they had. She was fair. She didn't care who you were. Well, she cares who you are. But every person heard the same exact thing. She never wavered. And I'm going to miss her tremendously for that. So, but I'm sure we'll work well together. So, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Hollister. Anyone else have anything? All right. I am going to ask the board for a motion to adjourn into executive session. It's probably going to be monetary lengthy. When we come out, I don't expect we're going to take action. So you're welcome to wait outside till we go back to public, but we're not going to do a lot when we get there. So I do want to ask at this time for a motion to adjourn into executive session for the purpose of the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. A motion to do that. So moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we're in executive session. Thank you, everyone.